bet people had, I bet there was 1,000 broken arms and legs from doing something like that.
But happened up all throughout going through with it. I don't know, nobody got damaged, I mean, injured anyway, work-wise. Like well, got skin or something.
Kids are tough anyway.
Oh, yes, sir.
He broke down and healed back up.
That's
right. Now that we've grown on up to be good-sized boys, we, and at the time, us a tour wasn't a lot of sight.
I bet
you. Ooh, jumping, you see, when you come down way up there, when you hit that boat, that threw that other way up on us.
I don't think I'd want to do that.
Yeah, if he didn't know how to do it, boy, he'd miss that boat. But if you knew how, if you learned how, you see, you wouldn't miss that boat. You'd come back and you'd chump your miss that same way, just like that.
I don't know.
We used to do that. That was a rough game, but us boys did. Us too.
Yeah, how'd you stop? Once you wanted to stop, did one just get off and let the other one way up in the air?
Yeah, leave him up there. See, when he go up, you see, when you get ready to get off, you just step off. When he come down, he'll come back down on it, but it won't throw him back up.
Yeah. I say, there's some guys that sit way up there in there, and you just step off.
Yeah, you left up there. Step off. Well, you see, when you get ready, get in close to step off time, you won't chunk him as high.
Yeah.
That's the way we would do that.
Well, another thing you probably found when you were a kid, it's a merry-go-round. It's a homemade merry-go-round. You go round and round.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call that?
We call that a flying jig.
Yeah, that's what they
call it. That's what we call it.
Yeah. That's what they say.
To make them too. That's the trees. Cut them and fix that thing. And we'll get on that and cut a hole, bore a hole right in there, about the middle way of it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Buy a post, you know, and cut it, put it in the ground, and then cut it around where it'll fit up in there. Oh, that is something there.
Fit around.
Fine, yeah.
I seen kids before get inside tires, too, to go round and round. Somebody roll them down a hill.
That's
we used to do that when I was a kid. Did y'all ever do that?
They see, when I was a kid, talking about a car tire?
Uh-huh.
They must have been have that, you know, when I was a kid.
Oh, that's...
Not much.
I'm going to shut this door somewhere.
All right. So they are.
Your air conditioner.
That's got it. Yes. But we used to get in a, which I don't know the usual way, you know anything about a wagon wheel, buggy wheel like that.
With the spokes on it?
That's right. We used to stand between them, you know. Let the mule, or let one another pull it. Just turn over and over in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we used to do that.
Like put your feet down here and like hang on to the spokes.
That's
and
right.
Spoke.
You put your head right up under that top.
I'd get dizzy. I don't think I could stand that. When they used to put me on the tire, I would always get dizzy and everything like that. What do you use to sharpen a knife or a scythe with? It'll fit in your hand and you just...
A file.
Or if it's a...
Oh, yeah, no. Get back on it. You want... Now
it's like a piece of rock about so big.
Yeah, we'd have a little stone to do that. I don't forgot what we called it, but we'd have a little stone we put them on. Yeah. But I don't forgot what we'd call that rock. No.
Well, didn't you just
have oil on it?
Man.
Did the rock have oil on it? It seems to me I remember something about a knife sharpening rock and it had oil or something.
Well, you could spit on it if you wanted to.
Yeah, something other to keep it moist.
Yeah.
We just put on it more time. We won't harm no water.
Yeah. Didn't you just say wet?
Wet rock.
That's
what it was. I thought it had come to me. Everyone else called it a wet rock.
Yeah. Now this is a part that we were talking to Mr. Pryor, and he, what it is right now, I want you to draw some fences for me, and if you would, mark the difference between them. Like to say, well, is there a difference between a pale fence or a picket fence and a slat fence or a rail fence? I mean, is there a difference in your mind between those different types of fences?